Tom and Alex are with you. It is a Monday, time for a new one of these.
The fifth album from Kings of Leon is Come Around Sundown. Number one in the Triple J Hottest 100 2 years ago. So what does the Follow Wheel Clan's new record sound like? We're gonna come together. We're gonna celebrate. We're gonna get around like it's your birthday. I got the money, what I want your soul. Come Around Sundown by Kings of Leon. You can hear it streaming on the Triple J website right now before anywhere else. And on your radio this week as our feature album. On Triple J.
And with a new feature album brings a new feature artist, and that artist this week is Kings of Leon, and we're talking to Caleb from the band this morning on Triple J. Hey, Caleb.
Hello.
Hey, man. Well, very well, thanks. What are you up to at the moment?
I'm in the car in New York City, headed to the airport to catch a plane to Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Well, you going to Brazil? What are you doing in Brazil?
A little modeling. We're playing a gig.
I hear you're popular over there. Okay, great. Well, good luck with that, man.
Thanks.
We want to chat about this brand new album, Come Around Sundown. Triple J is featuring it all this week. Highly anticipated. I guess, first of all, it was slated to be released on October 15th. It has leaked online, unfortunately. What do you think of all that? Is that just sort of an inevitable thing that's going to happen nowadays with these kind of albums, particularly ones that are hyped up so much, like your fifth record?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a big deal up until a couple of records ago. Once you get a public interest, I think people are going to start doing those kinds of things. But, I mean, obviously it's a little disappointing, but hopefully the people that listen to it online, even if they think it's shit, they'll still go out and buy it. That's what I hope for.
I guess with a bit more public interest and people begin to analyze the little things as well, Caleb, we've come across an interesting fact, interesting in inverted commas, that this album continues your run of album titles with five syllables. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, we're very aware. Yeah.
Is that a conscious choice?
Well, it wasn't. For the first few records, it wasn't. But once we figured it out, it was kind of like, all right, five syllables. We thought maybe it would be bad luck if we didn't continue the pattern.
Okay.
But the first one came the way it did, and the second one came the way it did. And as soon as I said, Aha, Shake, Heartbreak, my little brother said, well, the next one needs to be called Because of the Times. And it made sense. So it was like, all right. And then we kind of started to count the syllables. And even when we all go separately and we all do solo projects, I'm pretty sure it's all going to be five syllables.
Wow. So is there any album titles that got on the scrap heap because they didn't make the cut?
Nathan, I've told you, five syllables.
There's millions. We've got a bunch. We got some good. We'll hold them back. We'll tell you one day, and you'll be like, hopefully the whole world, or at least the whole small world that loves Kings of Leon, will be counting their digits every time they hear a record come from us.
On Triple J this morning, we're chatting to Caleb from Kings of Leon. Of course, our feature artist all this week, their record Come Around Sundown is what we're chatting about. Let's chat about this record, Caleb. You described it as the sound is a bit tropical and beachy. The front, the album cover has palm trees on it and that kind of thing. How much does sort of, I guess, surf music or that kind of tropical sound influence you guys? And are you into the beach and that kind of stuff?
I wasn't the one who said that. Nathan said that about it being beachy. And he now, at this point, he says that he meant that it was a record you could play on the beach.
Oh, right.
And not have to skip from song to song. But I think it's a little more dramatic than that. Not on purpose, of course. But, man, the beach is the greatest place to be, in my opinion. And I wish that I was capable of writing songs that made people want to go to the beach. But, yeah, you know, I mean, the beach is definitely a place that we, whenever we get the opportunity to be in a place where there's water involved, we spend every waking hour in the water. And we don't even watch the opening bands play. As soon as, like, it's the last minute, we get in the vehicles and we go to the venue and we play the gig. So we've always been big fans of the water and everything about that. But, yeah, I don't think this record is as much beachy as people that hear that will want to hear. I mean, I think it's going to be a little darker and a little heavier than the beach. But hopefully, if they buy the record, I'm going to buy a house on the beach and I'm going to sit there and I'm going to enjoy them enjoying the record.
So it's not so much the Kings of Leon influenced by beach culture, trying to get beach culture influenced by the Kings of Leon, perhaps, yeah. If you hear it coming over the sand dunes.
I mean, I will say that we have a good friend who's in another band. It's a very popular band. And his band, they've done good enough to where they actually follow the sun with each tour. So, like, they won't be in your town unless the sun is shining. So that's a beautiful thing. And if things work out as the way that we hope they will, then we'll be able to do the same thing. So basically, we'll be spending a lot of time in your town.
It's like an investment. If you want a beach record from Kings of Leon, then you should buy this one. They'll move there, they'll get influenced by the beach, and then it'll all pay off.
Exactly.
Right.
There you go. Well, let's have a listen to some of the music now. This is the lead single, Caleb, off the record, Radioactive. Listen out for the water references. There's a couple in there that I've picked up. So it's creeping in, but yeah, you're listening to Triple J this morning.
This is Radioactive by my band, Kings of Leon, on Triple J.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And we are hanging out with Caleb this morning. He's calling us from a car on the way to the airport to head down to Brazil. And we are featuring the new album from Kings of Leon, Come Around Sundown. It's up as a stream on our site as well. And there's a few songs on this album, Caleb, that have been through the ringer as far as the Kings of Leon of going over the last couple of albums, but also a lot of improvised stuff. How did those two things meld together?
Well, I mean, we usually give a song a good chance. We don't like to give up on it. So there are songs on here like Mary and even Radioactive that we've been kicking around for quite a while, but we didn't know exactly how it was going to work. And then we kept changing it to where it actually made the record, and in my opinion, made the record a better record. So you have those kinds of things, and then you have the rest of the album, which is, I would say, 75%. Never wrote a lyric down on paper, just kind of went in there and we'd play the song and I would sing along to it, and then we'd go back and listen, and that was the lyric that stood. I don't know, I think it was something about New York that kind of inspired that. Every day when I was walking to work, you're rubbing shoulders with people that are working hard and people that have to work hard to survive in this town. And it inspired me to just kind of go in there and talk when I would be behind the microphone, and I did that. And a lot of times the lyric stood and ended up being the lyric that was on the record, and it was actually nerve-wracking as hell, but pretty special, the fact that it actually stood and everyone in the band refused for me to go and change it. You know, they liked what was said the first time around.
That is really interesting. I mean, you've recorded your other records sort of in Nashville generally, and you did change scenery for this one and recorded in New York. Can you see yourself continuing to record in New York in the future, or do you want to take it back home for the next time? What do you reckon?
Well, my initial reaction would be no, but then again, you never know. I mean, we don't know where we're going to do, what's going to come next. But I think we got what we needed. You know, we got that little push in the back to come to a town that wasn't as easy going and really push ourselves and work hard. But I think, you know, the next one, who knows? I mean, it might be in your backyard. It might be back in Tennessee. It might. Who knows?
You're welcome to record at Triple J anytime, Caleb. We got a lot of microphones here. We've got some good people. We can help you out if next time you're out in Australia.
We've got chairs too. Plenty of chairs.
Yeah.
Chairs.
I don't think we can afford it. But
Neither can we, I don't think.
Times are tough for
Caleb. Caleb, thank you so very much for having a chat to us this morning on Triple J. We look forward to hearing more songs from the album across the week as we feature it on Triple J. And we'll catch you next time you're in Australia.
All right, guys, I look forward to it, and I'll go ahead and let you know. I don't think it's going to be too long before you see my pretty face.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we'll get a tan in Brazil and then come over. That'll be good.
All right, boys.
Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to the Tom and Alex podcast. Now get back to your life.